went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is still time for all of us to get together in some sort of fashion because love does not stop.
Right.
Passion doesn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes your looks will because, listen, the corona is ugly right now.
Yep.
But we still continue.
I think that's the biggest thing right now with these Second Date Updates is your looks.
Your looks.
For your dates.
For your dates. And hopefully they are still kicking.
Yeah.
And that's why you still come to us. And this morning we have Brian on the phone. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're doing good.
Just living the life, my man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your date.
Yeah.
Well, it was a virtual date, obviously, with Tiffany. She was great. We met on Bumble. We're just talking about Netflix. We're both, obviously, on Netflix. And Tiger King, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we had a lot of laughs about it. She's awesome. I mean, she's really cool, fun girl, great sense of humor. We were talking about the shows that we like, and it was just, I mean, it was really funny. Like, we were going back and forth. It seemed like we had really good chemistry. And, I mean, she couldn't stay on that long. She had to take an emergency call, but I thought I was going to hear back from her. I texted her a couple times, nothing. I don't know what happened. I thought we had a great time.
Well, when you're watching Tiger King, that is a good time. You grab your popcorn, you grab yourself a brewski, and you grab your latest leopard print shirt and you put that on and enjoy.
It's so true.
I know.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Tiffany first off?
Oh, we met on Bumble.
Oh, she chose you.
She chose you.
That's so nice.
You must. Yeah, right. Yeah, I was flattered.
I was going to say, Brian, you're probably pretty hot then.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
No. Look, he's so humble.
I know.
Well, maybe, ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's nothing you can think of, though, that might have been like, that's not cool that you did that. You think everything went really well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were just back and forth cracking jokes that I can't see. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Well, hopefully, like, in the background, because you got to make sure and remember, when you're on video, whatever's in your background looks good.
That's true.
So hopefully you didn't have anything crazy hanging, like, I don't know, a dead animal head. I'm not into the carcasses on the wall. So for me, that would be, like, a turnoff. For you, I don't know. It might be a turnoff.
I agree.
Which would be weird. Although that kind of brings me back to Tiger King. So,
I know, right?
That's what I was thinking of. I don't have any tigers on the wall here.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. We don't want you to do that.
No.
All right. So, Brian, this is what we'll do. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Tiffany and see why the heck she's not getting back to you. And hopefully we can score you guys a second date. I don't know, virtually or, you know, across the street from each other.
Right.
Sound good?
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Thank
you. All right.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully a second date between Brian and Tiffany with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We are in the middle of talking with our boy Brian when it comes to Second Date Update.
So he said they really seem to connect because, you know, they've been binge watching Netflix like all of us on quarantine. So, you know, they've been both watching Tiger King. They think it's fun. It's interesting. They just started really going back and forth about the favorite things that they've been binge watching. He said they had so much fun. She's a lot of fun. Hilarious. Had a great time, but she had an emergency work call.
She had to go.
So he's just surprised. Like, he didn't hear back from her.
All right, Brian, are you ready? We're going to give her a call.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tiffany?
This is.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good. You know, one of my oldest, greatest fans of an artist used to be Tiffany. I think we're alone now. Doesn't seem to be anyone around. She's probably like, who is this?
Oh, right.
So I was like, this is fun, but I know. Do I know you?
I know, right?
Right. Sorry.
So this is Kristen Tracy calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
No way.
Okay. Yes.
Hi.
So, you're happy. Hey, so listen, we wanted to call you and just let you know that we are thinking of you during this time.
Yes.
It kind of sucks for everybody.
Yep.
But the one thing that we did hear outside of that is that someone has taken a big liking to you and you liked him first because you were on Bumble. Do you remember Bumble Brian?
Yeah, I went out with this very cute guy on Bumble. We had a video chat date.
I think it was on Zoom, or maybe we're on Google Hangout. I can't remember. And, you know, we were binge watching the same stuff and, you know, The Tiger King, which is endlessly, absolutely fascinating. Like, what just happened, you know?
Yeah.
But did, I'm not sure from the tone of your voice, if Brian revealed that he was actually dressed up as Joe Exotic on our date.
Okay, no. But yes, you are on second date. Okay.
Yeah.
And and then he not only dressed up, because I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was a theme date. I thought we were just going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not for a costume party. Like, I'm not a square, as my mother would say.
Uh-huh.
But he actually performed a Joe Exotic, perform may be a strong word, but he put on, you know, because they're up on YouTube, the very, very mind-blowing videos that he has, like Tiger Met Man or whatever. I've watched at least three.
Oh, yeah.
His concerts?
They haunt my dreams, man.
So you're talking about his videos.
He put on the YouTube and was, like, dancing, and I was like, oh, I think I hear my mom calling me. I got to go.
So, Tiffany, what you're telling us is that the date went a little crazy when Brian decided to look like Joe Exotic start performing musical scenarios and serenades to you. So let's ask Brian, because you are on second date.
I'm going to say that's a good summary.
Okay, right. Well, you are on second date, Tiffany, and Brian has been listening to you. So it's good you went with your gut. Brian, what is going on with the Joe Exotic look?
Yeah.
I got this really cool hat that's got a mullet attached to the back of it. How could I not bust it out?
Awesome.
I thought we were just having fun.
Oh.
And I wanted her to get into it, too. I was doing the, I saw Tiger.
Oh, my God.
It took me a week and a half, dude, to not sing that every day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
So
I mean,
do you really talk like that? I thought you were putting that on. Is that your real voice?
How could I not with that hat and the mullet?
So you were also putting on a voice. Okay, just checking.
So here's the thing. Let's break it down. Tiffany, obviously, Brian was just having fun. If you guys are talking about Joe Exotic, I love that he went 100% all the way. So here's the question. Would you be interested in, I don't know, maybe watching Ozark, and now he can dress up like Jason Bateman?
That's great.
Would you be interested?
You know, I'm going to respectfully and politely decline, and just as a word of advice, maybe break that out on like a second date.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't win them all, Krista. Yeah.
Brian, I'm sorry, my man. You know, you'll probably eventually find another pretty kitty to play with.
Hey, it's all right.
That's all right. Wow.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.